unfortunately, under the current situation, it's going to be very difficult to get the needed humanitarian assistance out, especially outside of the capital, Bangui. And this is why we think this report is relevant, and this is why we're trying to drum up attention on what's happening in the Central African Republic. There were two members of a French NGO called ACTED, a technical cooperation NGO that provided humanitarian support. They were killed, two members of this NGO were killed last week outside of Bosangoa. Myself, in Bangui and outside the capital, I spoke with countless humanitarian actors whose vehicles had been stolen, whose stocks and supplies had been pillaged by the Seleka, whose staff had been threatened. Under the current situation, it's not possible for humanitarian actors to deliver the needed support.
And what about civilian administration in the country? Is there any form of civilian administration in the country?
In Bangui, they are trying to hold together a loose form of civilian administration following along the lines of the former government. But outside the capital, the civilian administration has been completely gutted. In town after town, I saw administrative buildings that had been looted of everything. That includes chairs and light fixtures, all the documents of the country, documents that would be in a prosecutor's office, marital status, birth certificates. These type of documents were burned or were thrown out into the bush and have been destroyed by the weather. So outside the capital, administratively, the country is not functioning. In the capital, there is a base level of functionality that we're seeing, but it's clearly not enough to get this country up and running for elections in less than a year and a half.
What can international bodies do to help solve this crisis in the Central African Republic and rescue the victims?
As we laid out in our report, we have some key lines that we think are going to be very important to try to establish some degree of stability, and that would allow humanitarian actors to go in. The first is going to be to respect the request by the African Union Force, AFEM, of logistical and financial support. There needs to be more support for the African Union Peacekeeping Force. They can simply get out of the capital and ensure civilian protection. A second thing is the UN force on the ground. It's known as DINUKA. They need to become more involved. They need to get out and do investigations on these human rights abuses that we were able to just scratch the surface on. I mean, our report is not exhaustive of what's happening in the Central African Republic, far from it. And finally, we think a strong message should be sent to the select leadership. A few months ago, the Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, did put the idea of targeted sanctions on the table against people who have committed human rights abuses in the Central African Republic. And we feel that this idea should be looked into very seriously. We think sanctions could send a very strong message to Seleka leaders that the world is starting to pay attention and that these crimes that they're committing are not going to go unpunished.